The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This administration is exerting significant influence and resources and time and effort to secure the release of those individuals. We will not pay ransom for them.
Josh Earnest is the White House spokesperson, and he's talking about obviously not paying ransom because still the blowback from James Foley and what ultimately will happen with all these other Americans who are in these precarious situations, including the latest journalist who appears on video in an orange jumpsuit, much like we saw James Foley. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So ISIS is really the buzz in the backyard, and the reason it is partially is because of the threats to the United States, certainly, and ultimately, what will we do as a country, and who is going to join the fray? You already know there is a secret ops group, which is not so secret anymore. I've mentioned it several times. The British elite and Navy SEALs that were wiping out insurgents in Iraq. Now they're going to do the duty on ISIS, which apparently we had all this intel on, and we saw how they were growing by leaps and bounds in 4 years, and we did nothing. So to me, that is one of the bigger parts of the story. And plenty of you had things to say about it. In fact, we're going to go to the mailbag this hour, and we'll go through some of those. Plus, coming up this hour, a conversation with Pam Williams. She was actually one of the founders of Stand Up to Cancer. The cool thing about Stand Up to Cancer, because there is nothing good about cancer. It is the devil we all hate and has touched so many of our lives. But the good thing about Stand Up to Cancer is they're cracking one code, and the code that they cracked, and why I like this group, is because doctors don't share information. They get their funding here, we get our funding there, so if we're working on breast cancer, lung cancer, we're working on prostate cancer, we're working on pancreatic cancer, we don't share that information, which is insane. Stand Up to Cancer has created those teams where that's exactly what they're doing, and they're starting to see some breakthroughs in being able to treat cancer when it's detected, boom, as fast as they can, with some pretty interesting methods that are working. And I think they're going to continue to get stronger because of the shared information that wasn't there before. It seems so cockamamie to me, but that was part of the feeding frenzy and the battle, because cancer is a business, sad and sick enough to say, and that's the deal. You have researchers and brilliant scientists and XYZ, and they aren't sharing the information, but Stand Up to Cancer, they are with those teams, and they're seeing some real breakthroughs. And they have that once a year, 1 hour, commercial free. Everywhere you look, you see their Stand Up to Cancer fundraiser, and that's coming up in the next week. So we talked to Pam Williams, an interesting conversation about what they're doing and what they hope to do and that kind of stuff. Let's, right at the top, throw it open. If anybody wants to throw in their two cents about a couple of things, certainly one of them is ISIS, the conversation that I said that just keeps on going, which I think that's good, because not knowing is no longer an option, folks. It's better for us to know exactly what's coming our way to make informed decisions. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Jack in Australia. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kate. I'm going to give you a dollar because this is worth more than 2 cents.
I love it.
Okay, now, the other day when we were talking, you mentioned some notable celebrity Muslims within the United States.
Yeah.
And I also commented that they have been notable in their silence. And because of that, I see them as part of the problem. Because Islam is not just a religion. It is a political system. And this is something that a lot of people don't cover. More than one half of the Quran, and I have read it from cover to cover several times. Now, I'll hit you with some stunning facts here. 61% of the Quran has to do with politics and political dealings. Only 39% of the book deals with the religion itself. So, we're talking, religion or politics, and ISIS is a good example of that, because they are not limiting what they're doing to a political bent. They are being very clear that there is a political bent and a religious bent to what they're going on, which is borne out by the numbers that I've given to you. Now, out of the verses in the Quran, there are 245 verses that would be considered positive verses about dealing with non-Muslims. But there are 527 verses dealing with absolute intolerance towards non-Muslims, including 109 verses specifically advocating violence towards non-Muslims, including the rape and pillage of women, the cleft of heads of their husbands, sons, and daughters.
Yeah.
You know, so when these notable Muslims like Dr. Oz or Janet Jackson, Muhammad Ali, he's been suffering from Parkinson's for a while, so he won't be saying much, but you go back to when he changed his name from Cassius Clay, he was very radical. I mean, he was, back then, he was claiming slave heritage. I remember the famous sports interview where he came out, the journalist was trying to use his name Cassius. He says, "Don't you use that, that's my slave name." I'm sorry, when was Muhammad Ali a slave? When was his parents a slave? So he was being radicalized, even back then. The thing was, there was a minority of them back then. And when you look at some of the other stats that are out there, the more the influence of Islam grows in a community, the more violent that community becomes. You know, we look in communities, whether it be in the United States or in Australia. I mean, where I am in Australia at the moment, there is next to zero Muslim population here. It's fairly quiet. You go 20 miles the other side of the highway where there is a large Muslim population, and there is a lot of crime and violence. And, including the raping of girls who are just walking down the streets, and they're getting away with it. We look at the increase in crime around Dearborn in Michiganistan.
Right.
It's getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
And the crime figures bear that out. France and Holland had no problems with Islam when it was 0.x% of the population. Now that it's 10 to 15% of the problem in Europe, or now 10 to 15% of the population, it is now a problem. England is bringing in Sharia law. We say that the United States is a country where we have freedom of religion and freedom of speech, but we have limits on those freedoms.
We do have limits on that. Some good points. And you are right about, it's funny what you say about Dearborn, because that has become such a hot spot, such a dangerous spot. So you made some good points, Jack. Absolutely. Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Welcome back to America Tonight. You know, we've, of course, for a long time been supporting this Stand Up to Cancer, and we have one of the founders on with us now. Pleased to have her. She's in our virtual green room, Pam Williams. It's a very big week for Stand Up to Cancer. Pam, thanks for coming on the show.
Pleasure, Kate. Thanks so much for having me.
You know, in our lives, we can't help ourselves, and I think it's a good thing anyway, where you set goals, and you sit down, and you when you start to think about building something, and you think, well, where can we go with this? Did you ever imagine when you first had those meetings where you brainstormed and came up with the idea of Stand Up to Cancer that you would be arriving at this point so soon?
So soon, I get maybe not so soon, but I think, you know, when we all got together, we dreamed really big, you know, because the problem is really big. Cancer is so complex, and, you know, we knew that in order to, you know, attempt to take it down, you had to really dream big. And I must say, we started out saying we want to be a mass movement to rally people, you know, to demand an answer for this problem. And what has just probably, you know, really snowballed for us is how quickly the masses have joined in. And again, Stand Up is about this rallying cry, and I think that people really appreciate that, and everybody wants to do something, and hopefully we're giving them a means to do it. So we dreamt big, and it's really exciting to be at a big place right now.
So with Stand Up to Cancer too, for people, I think everyone knows this, but maybe they don't. So we'll let them know. I think the really unique thing about Stand Up to Cancer, one of the really unique things anyway, is the fact that you're getting doctors together to share information. Oh my goodness, how key is that to this? How much is this the core of the success?
It is amazing. It is so, you know, when someone is a hat of someone you love has a cancer diagnosis, you so hope all of those doctors and scientists are in a room working together. And when you learn that so much of cancer research is about silos, and not only not do doctors from different institutions not talk, but doctors who are on the seventh floor may not be talking to the scientists on the first floor. And so this idea of how can we progress if we're not talking was really one of the paramount missions of Stand Up, to mandate collaboration in real time with dream teams of scientists, scientists who come together from different disciplines who may not be originally studying cancer research, like computer scientists, and we know that we need them to help the scientists who are in the lab to go through all this complex data. And so we bring together all of these scientists, and I have to say, you know, we dreamt big, and we said we're going to get them collaborating right away. We weren't sure that was going to happen, but the scientists became really giddy and excited about collaborating. Fierce competitors became co-leaders of our dream team, and you see the velocity happening before your eyes when people communicate how much quicker everything can be done.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And you see where the science is going, so that has to be pretty exciting too as well. It's colliding.
It is, yes, it's a phenomenal year, and so many exciting discoveries continue to, you know, happen in the cancer world, and we're really excited about immunology and have about four or five of our dream teams who are working in that field and really, you know, again, completely on the cutting edge of where science is going, and it is so rewarding to see, you know, great progress and success come out of these dream teams.
So tell us about, as I said at the top, it's a very big week for you because you've got the national telecast, and putting that together, that's got to be an awesome task. Does it take a long time to put it together?
It absolutely does. We only have 1 hour of commercial-free television, but we pack every second into it. And so it takes about 6 months to really, you know, put together all of the different pieces, the patient packages, the scientist packages, book all of these great musical acts that we have, and then work, you know, the 50-plus celebrities who are going to be on our stage as well. And so we're coming down to the wire. It's almost 1 week and counting, but I think this will be our fourth show, and I must say I am the most excited about it than I've been of all of them, and I think it's going to be a really spectacular, fun year. We have a lot of, you know, fun surprises.
So when you say you have 50-plus celebrities, that's pretty amazing because, you know, people are pulled in all these different directions.
Mm-hmm.
I heard from somebody that sometimes you'll have celebrities come to you and say they want to be involved. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the difficult part about cancer. Everyone is affected. You can't, you know, really run into anybody who hasn't been. And, you know, and it's so personal. And so it's really rewarding for celebrities to come to us and say, how can I come alongside you? How can I use my fan base to raise awareness, to raise funds? What can I do? And that's the general spirit, whether we're reaching out to them or they're coming to us. Everybody's touched. Everybody wants to make a difference in honor of those we've lost, in honor of those who we know, you know, are struggling with it. So it's the good and bad of cancer. Everyone is touched, but that also means everybody wants to do something.
For you personally, from the time when you were creating this, when all of you were sitting around, what's been your greatest joy?
I have to say, working with the scientists. I became a huge science geek. I was never very good at science, I think, in school, but I am so mesmerized by what they're doing. And what brings me the most joy is every year we bring together all of the scientists on the Dream Team, all of the innovative young researchers that we give grants to, and we bring them all to a summit together where all of them are learning from each other, talking to each other, making new collaborations. And it's one thing for me to get really caught up in the hype of stand-up and go, wow, this is terrific and we're moving masses. But when the scientists tell you about their most recent research in the lab and how patients are having, you know, these amazing responses to an idea they had just 3 years ago in the lab. And because of stand-up, they've been able to accelerate it into patient clinical trials. And they're giddy. I mean, the purpose of stand-up was to get treatments to patients faster. And when I talk with these just leaders in the field and they tell me that's happening, that's everything to me.
And, you know, it's funny, too, when you talk about, I always say this, and certainly, Pam, you know this, that it doesn't matter if you have a lot of money, if you have massive degrees, if you're a scientist, if you're a cancer doctor, if you're somebody who's a teacher, if you're a janitor, if whatever it is that you do and how many people you have in your family, cancer does not discriminate. And I guarantee some of those doctors are touched by that, too.
Absolutely. On our breast cancer dream team, in the middle of their 3 years, one of the co-leaders' wives was diagnosed with breast cancer. And it hits home so hard. And all of these, you know, scientists and doctors, you know, have lost so many. And, you know, their passion goes beyond just, you know, the intellect of the science, but really it's personal for so very many.
So tell everyone tuning in, they can tune in really across the board in a sense, right?
I was going to say, anywhere you tune in on September 5th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, whether it's any of the networks, we're also on 27 cable channels. So just turn on a TV and you'll see Stand Up to Cancer. And we hope everybody will tune in and everybody will give to make this the best year yet.
All right, Pam Williams, Stand Up to Cancer. We'll be watching and we'll be donating. Thanks for joining us on America
Thanks.
Tonight.
Thanks, Kate, so very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, as we said there, as I said to Pam anyway, cancer certainly doesn't discriminate. As many of you do know, my mother died less than 2 years ago from colon cancer, and she was a very healthy woman. And it was such a shocking thing that happened. And it was such a quick deal, too. I guess 10 months. And, you know, I've seen this happen to other people as well. That's where I say there is no bounds to where cancer can show up or how it can show up. And there are lots of different cancer organizations. But the thing that I like about Stand Up to Cancer and why I have them on every year is because of exactly what Pam said there. How can it be that you have a scientist, for goodness sake, on one floor of a hospital who is doing whatever he can to research breast cancer, and then you have somebody else working on prostate cancer, and they never share the information that can cross across the cancer boundaries. And before, that's the way it was, because who's pulling on whose funding and who's going for that funding. So that's what I really, really like about this group. And I think there's power in that, and trying to solve the riddle or come up with ways to treat and zap cancer immediately. We can only hope for that, right? For a better way to deal with it. All right, stay with us. More to come on America Tonight.
This is how it works. It feels a little worse than when we drove our hearse right through that screaming crowd.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. Pearl Flowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pearl Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pearl Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Once again, completely overwhelmed by how much email we get here at America Tonight at a little satellite facility. It is filled to the brim. You know, radio is about theater of the mind. So picture in your mind a tiny cake because so much mail is choking me. And I appreciate that. I love it. I love the passion of this audience. And I'm just going to remind everybody, if you have something to say, if you want to be heard, you're listening to me different times of day, you're downloading episodes of America Tonight, or hours of America Tonight, I suppose. If you're doing that, you can always reach us 24/7, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in just like that. And let me know what you're thinking, whatever it is, for sure. And so once again, we do have a lot of mail to get to. I'm going to rush to go and check that email. Let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
First up, this one from Barry, and Barry says, Kate, this is the second time I've actually emailed you. You might not remember me. This is Bear from Massachusetts, and I am so furious at all this stuff that is going on with ISIS. I know that you have a beat on it, and you've had a lot of people talking about what's happened there, but this story that we certainly knew about the group, and we knew what they were doing. And I guarantee there's a lot of splinter groups. I get that a group can start off small and we kind of have our eye on it, and then all of a sudden it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. But there was lots of evidence that this was a group that was a dangerous group, because the West Point report, the counterterrorism report, clearly describes, from what I understand, that this was a crisis in the making 4 years ago. And how do you put it on your show, and I love the way you say it, that we're a nation of reactors and we don't take action. This is a prime example. What do you say? Well, absolutely. You took the words right out of my mouth. That's exactly what I say. So we know we have lots of splinter groups. We know there's people that want to do harm to the United States, to Europe, to wherever. But we have good intelligence people. If they're telling us, look out for ISIS, if they're trying to figure out ways to stop ISIS, 4 years is a long time. 4 years is a very long time. So how long has the president been in office? Think about it. And supposedly, at least some news groups are saying this, they're all trying to dig. I went to my source at the Pentagon, like, tight as a drum. But it definitely confirming that, yes, certainly ISIS was on our radar. So if the president was informed of this, if the top war cops, I'm going to call them, knew about this, Secretary of Defense on down, I mean, how come there wasn't more mention of it? How come there wasn't more of a push to flush them out? Because from, again, the pieces that I can gather, that hasn't happened. Okay, yes, they're on the radar. Yes, we were looking at them. And now here we are full force with military advisors weighing how, where, what to do with this group. And we're seeing what they're doing in Iraq. It's insane. So this is nothing new. They've been operating, steadily strengthening for the past 4 years. Okay, got another couple like that. I'm just going to throw right to it. Rick says, Kate, good to get the show. Really love it. I've been listening to it here in Sarasota, and I'm telling all my friends to listen as well. I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I have to say, I did vote for Obama both times, but I am sadly mistaken about the second time around, because what certainly is happening in this situation with this terror threat and seeing what happened to that poor journalist, I am embarrassed, frankly, at how the administration is handling it. And if you see my fellow Democrats, they're kind of slurking in the background. But we need to stand up and say, this just isn't right. Come on. They had to respond to what they knew was happening. How could there not have been some kind of action after the Foley deal? Don't you think? Well, I think the way that whole thing was handled was handled poorly, because it should have been immediately, there should have been some reaction to Foley. And now that you put the report together too, and know that how long we've had this intelligence, it's not good. And let's just pray and hope that it doesn't hit our shores. Cause then it's, you know, an incredible cocktail elixir then, because we haven't had that since 9/11, even though we have had cells here and we have had people that have been stomped out. The threat has been stomped out. Okay, here's a completely different subject. I was going to take another one on ISIS, but we're going to talk more about that on America Tonight. By the way, you can throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283. Got a couple of these from our California listeners. This one from Robert, who says, Kay, didn't you say you used to live in California? You should thank God that you left California. We are about to get whammied once again. I mean, to live out here, you have to be a movie star. You better come up with a screenplay. Did you know that we pay the second highest gas tax right now, a gallon, and it's going to go up even more? And why is it going up? Because we have to pay for the first climate change law. What is up with that? Our gas is already high on top of it. Yeah, the highest gas tax is for them in L.A., it's 68 cents. So a gallon of gas is like $4 and something. And you think of the job situation, you think of the economy, and, ooh, yeah, that's not good. So what happened was, the tax he's talking about is the California Air Resources Board. They have this anti-pollution, it's the anti-pollution agency, if you want to call it that. And they're saying that this new tax is going to raise gasoline prices from 20 cents to $1.30 a gallon, $1.30 a gallon, you know, throwing it on that. And that's not good. So you start to add all that up. That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot. Whatever, regardless of what they're doing, that's incredible. The tax on carbon has already raised about $1 billion in revenue. And so now they're adding more to that. And oh my goodness. And they're saying that you want to blame somebody, blame Schwarzenegger, who was a Republican, of course, governor, for passing a bill that required California to reduce carbon emissions to 1990 levels by 2020. So this is part of how they're manipulating this. Yeah, that's a big ouch. It's a big ouch. And, you know, in L.A., or just really in California, yes, there's public transportation, but it's not the easy kind of public transportation like on the East Coast. So it depends on where you live. Not so easy to get around with public transportation. All right, this one from Judy, who says, Kate, I know you have a friend in Los Angeles, and I know that you come to California. You should stay away from California unless you get a raise, because they are blasting us with this new gas tax. People are up in arms. Everybody's talking about it in Cali. It's ridiculous. So we're talking about raising this new gas tax, raising prices by $1 a gallon. For goodness sake, nobody's going to be able to afford to drive. Yeah, Judy, I have a suggestion for the people in California. Virtual. A lot of people should demand that they get to work virtually. Hey, I can't afford this gas tax. Are you kidding me? So, because that's what the, you know, you get on the 101 or you get on some of those other highways. It's impossible. It's insane to try to drive from city to city. So then you throw in the gas tax and how much it's going up a gallon, and yeah, it'll be pretty darn bad. All right, let's move to something else. This one comes to us from Shelley, who says, Kate, I'm a longtime listener. You might recall I've called the show once, but it was a long time ago. I usually am tired, so I don't grab my phone, but I'm going to try to grab it more often. You've really hit on some really interesting topics, especially lately. The guests have been fantastic. I loved it when you had Bobby Kennedy on, although I'm not necessarily a big fan. I thought it was interesting what he was talking about. And I also thought it was pretty interesting to have on the friend of James Foley. Kudos to you. Hearing what he had to say really hurt my heart. Yeah, it was good to talk to Tom, but it was very sad to hear about, in a sense, Foley and what he was trying to do. And in fact, you know, we were talking about ISIS at the top of this, reading the emails, and that was one of the reasons why Foley went to Iraq, because his brother was telling him about the things that were going on. And sure enough, they take his, you know, they end up taking his life. Okay, so then, going on here to say in the email, one last thing, what's your favorite movie? Twisting it all around. What's my favorite movie? You know, somebody asked me that like last week, and I've gone to so many movies, and it just shows you when you don't have one favorite movie. You know, I mean, this is going to be, and you're just going to laugh when you hear this movie. A movie that I really liked was Secretariat, and the reason I liked that movie is because there were people in my family that were in horse racing that I really liked. I had a great Uncle Joe who was a jockey in West Virginia, and his two sons, trainers, and my one cousin, my second cousin, John, was the trainer for Smarty Jones, who almost won the Triple Crown, and that was pretty cool. And my family liked to watch. They liked to watch the big races, and that was a big family deal. Like, wherever you were, you came back to see the Kentucky Derby, and so I think because of that, and listening to my grandfather talk so much about Secretariat, that movie really touched me, and I don't know. I know it's a biopic and all that, but I thought it was so well done. So I would put that on the top of my list, but I don't think I have a favorite. It would be in my top five, let's put it that way. Because the other ones, I mean, you're going to just cringe when I say those, too. Like Goodfellas, because I like the way they talk, and I think Joe Pesci is hilarious, and in the movie, he's just so brutal in that movie, and De Niro, all those guys. It's crazy. All right, remember, you can always email us anytime, day or night, 24/7, americatonight.net. Thanks, everyone.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too-big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
For this hour, anyway, of America Tonight. One of my favorite segments where we invite Nathan Reeder into the lion's den is called Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo.
Bingo!
Nathan, how are you?
Bingo!
Positive attitude, baby. That gets you far in life.
Woo!
Right?
I'm trying.
So, reality television. Do you watch any reality TV?
Me and my ex-girlfriend used to kind of watch the Top Chef ones.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. The yelling, the name-calling. Oh.
Yeah, nasty, huh? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right, so anyway, check this out. It's not Top Chef, but John Rocker, who was off his rocker when he was a baseball player,
ooh,
is going to be competing alongside his girlfriend, Julie McGee, on Survivor for that $1 million prize. So he was a major league player. He was very well known, and he has kind of kept a low profile since he got out of the game. And, you know, here's another pro athlete. So what is the deal? When you step out of the spotlight, you need to step back into the spotlight, even if it's to do a Survivor deal and to be part of reality TV after you were a Major League Baseball pitcher?
Well, who asked to do it? Does he have an agent that pushed him to do that? Was there an organization who would like to see him be represented?
Yeah, I think it's an agent and a girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, I guess the money doesn't hurt either. I'm just going to go with bingo. Bingo!
Bingo! He can do what he wants, right?
Do what I want.
I'm going to do what I want, girl. Don't tell me I was a pro athlete and I have to behave a certain way. Okay, so speaking of behaving a certain way, there's a thing called the Legends Football League, and it's an intense sports league, they say. And an XFL with less clothing, with less clothing. Thank you. I'm a professional announcer. The Lingerie Football League makes kind of its name by blurring the lines, as it's been written, between staged gimmicks like WWE gimmicks and scary violence. So the Lingerie League, sexy women playing sports, gets out of control. Well, here's what happened. The Jacksonville Breeze and the Atlanta Steam, it all of a sudden bubbled over into something serious when the two teams got together. They lined up for a post-game handshake, Nathan, after the little lingerie game, after the Eastern Conference Championship game, and they started helmet swinging, coach punching. It was a complete melee with a lot of nasty language. These are women playing football, scantily clad, and now it's like rare cat fights.
First of all, it took me a while to like, wait, there's all of these things happening at the same time. So it's like an XFL league with women.
Yep.
And they're showing enough skin that it is titillating. And now they got to do the catfight thing?
Yeah, they're going. They were smashing each other's helmets. They were swinging helmets at each other.
Perfect. Well, I think with all those things together, we got another bingo.
Of course you're going to say bingo. And you should see the way they dress. Women, too. I mean, anyone listening to me in the nooks and crannies, we're talking about you would have to be in good shape because when I say scantily clad, you are. It's like a bikini top that I've never seen before. I don't know how you play football in it. I mean, it's just craziness.
Xena, the warrior princess.
Yeah, I kind of get it. Okay, so how about this? I want to ask you about this. Have you been roped into, in any sense, the ALS bucket challenge, the ice bucket challenge?
I have a pending. It's pending. Yes.
Pending.
I plan on doing something about it, but it's not going to include cold water over my head.
All right. So check this out. The ALS Association, about this time last year, they had raised just over $2.6 million, like somewhere in that neighborhood. Do you know, Nathan and the world, that they are approaching $100 million for this campaign for ALS, which is better known as Lou Gehrig's disease? That's incredible.
That's amazing. I mean, I heard about 60 mil just a couple days ago.
No, it's close to 100.
But yeah, it's not surprising.
So was this a smart thing for them to do? Because this is a non-profit. I mean, who coming up with this idea? I think the PR people are probably salivating because there's lots of charities, but even beyond charities, coming up with an idea that celebrities, regular people are amazed by it. People then give $1 or $5 or $5,000, whatever they have. But the idea is that so many people are giving to ALS. It's incredible. It's astonishing, this windfall. So here's the thing. Do you think there's going to be a lot of imitators, that they're going to try to come up with anything they can to get that similar reaction?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of them. But it's going to have to be something pretty fun to stick. I mean, I feel like this is something that, you know, people are going to review the past few decades, and this is going to be, remember that one thing that happened in 2014?
Yep. Yeah, I do.
It's definitely going to be that.
I do.
And I feel kind of bad for all of the other diseases that need this much money, too.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully it can just increase the regular language of thinking about
other people,
things to put money into.
Yeah, so is it another bingo?
Oh, yeah.
You know, of all the challenges, I saw one today that had happened, like, last week, and it was all these people in Bangkok that lined up, about 1,000 people, to raise money for ALS, the Ice Bucket Challenge, and they all dumped the ice bucket on their head. It was crazy. It was so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, how much of these companies that are based in, I mean, where is ALS based? Do you know? Is it American?
It's American, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how many other diseases are are missing out on the international crowd because they aren't pulling as much fun social media streams?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, here's our last one. And, of course, all those were bingos, and they were all good. But this one is a lot different. A 9-year-old girl accidentally killed an Arizona instructor, a shooting instructor, with an Uzi as he was showing her how to use the gun. Chris Vaca died Monday shortly after being airlifted to University Medical Center in Las Vegas. He was standing next to the girl at the last stop outdoor shooting range in White Hills when she pulled the trigger, and the recoil sent the gun over her head. 9 years old she was, or she is, and the instructor was killed.
We were talking about this just a little bit earlier. I was watching the clip, and yes, there's actually a clip, but it finishes right before the gun hits his head. It's
right.
Quite awful, but I mean, this is somewhere between a shred it and a bingo to me, because it's awful. But when you've got a youngster who's never shot the thing before, I don't know. I just don't expect that it's going to go very well.
No, I agree with you there. And then, of course, the whole thing is the gun safety thing, and you're not thinking because you're comfortable. He was obviously comfortable. He's showing. Boom. Next thing you know, accidentally, look what happens. Too sad.
Sad. He got his face, like, right in there, you know.
I know. So sad. All right, Nathan, thanks so much, and thanks to you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.